Even just thinking about the revenue, he said, made him want to go and have a lie down. He said that there was death and taxes was worse, because at least death didn't happen to you every year. We had to go out of the room when he really got started about the revenue. Nasty creatures, always poking around asking what you've got hidden under the woodpile and behind the secret panels in the cellar and other stuff which is no concern whatsoever of anyone. She sniffed. Bildor was impressed. Miss Flitworth could actually give the word revenue, which had two vowels and one diphthong, all the peremptoriness of the word scum.
You should have said that they were after you right from the start, said Miss Flitworth. The revenue aren't popular in these parts, you know. In my father's day, any revenuer came round here prying around by himself, we used to tie weights to the feet and heave 'em into the pond.
But the pond is only a few inches deep, Miss Flitworth.
Yeah, but it was fun watching 'em find out. You should have said everyone thought you were to do with taxes.
No, not taxes.
Well, well, I didn't know there was a revenue up there, too.
Yes, in a way.
She sidled closer.
When will he come?
Tonight. I cannot be exact. Two people are living on the same timer. It makes things uncertain.
I didn't know people could give people some of their life.
It happens all the time.
And you're sure about tonight?
Yes.
And that blade will work, will it?
I don't know. It's a million to one chance.
Oh. She seemed to be considering something. So you've got the rest of the day free, then?
Yes.
Then you can start getting the harvest in.
What?
It'll keep you busy, keep your mind off things. Besides, I'm paying you sixpence a week, and sixpence is sixpence.
Mrs. Cake's house was also in Elm Street. Windle knocked on the door. After a while, a muffled voice called out,
Is there anybody there?
Knock once for yes, Schleppel volunteered.
Windle levered open the letterbox.
Mrs. Cake?
The door opened. Mrs. Cake wasn't what Windle had expected. She was big, but not in the sense of being fat. She was just built to a scale slightly larger than normal. The sort of person who goes through life crouching slightly and looking apologetic in case they inadvertently loom. And she had magnificent hair. It crowned her head and flowed out behind her like a cloak. She also had slightly pointed ears and teeth, which, while white and quite beautiful, caught the light in a disturbing way. Windle was amazed at the speed at which his heightened zombie senses reached a conclusion. He looked down. Lupine was sitting bolt upright, too excited even to wag his tail.
"I don't think you could be Mrs. Cake," said Windle.
"You want Mother," said the tall girl. "Mother, there's a gentleman."
A distant muttering became a closer muttering, and then Mrs. Cake appeared around the side of her daughter like a small moon emerging from planetary shadow.
"What do you want?"
said Mrs. Cake. Windle took a step backwards. Unlike her daughter, Mrs. Cake was quite short and almost perfectly circular. And still unlike her daughter, whose whole stance was dedicated to making herself look small, she loomed tremendously. This was largely because of her hat, which he later learned she wore at all times with the dedication of a wizard. It was huge and black and had things on it, like bird wings and wax cherries and hat pins. Carmen Miranda could have worn that hat to the funeral of a continent. Mrs. Cake travelled underneath it as the basket travels under the balloon. People often found themselves talking to her hat.
Mrs. Cake, said Windle, fascinated.
I'm down here, said a reproachful voice.
Windle lowered his gaze.
That's who I am, said Mrs. Cake.
Am I addressing Mrs. Cake,
said Windle.
Yes, I know, said Mrs. Cake.
My name's Windle Poons.
I know that too.
I'm a wizard, you see.
All right, but see you wipes your feet.
May I come in?
Windle Poons paused. He replayed the last few lines of conversation in the clicking control room of his brain, and then he smiled.
That's right, said Mrs. Cake.
Are you by any chance a natural clairvoyant?
About 10 seconds, usually, Mr. Poons.
Windle hesitated.
You got to ask the question, said Mrs. Cake quickly. I get a migraine if people goes and viciously not asks questions after I've already foreseen 'em.